Welcome to the Hype Leadership Podcast. David and Lindsay Curry are dynamic entrepreneurs focused in high-performance leadership and coaching in sales and service. Through the Hype Leadership Podcast, David and Lindsay strive to serve in your journey towards a high-performance life. And now, here are your hosts, David and Lindsay Curry.
Welcome to Hype Leadership Podcast. My name is Lindsay Curry, and alongside of me is my co-host, David Curry. And we are extremely excited for this episode, episode 26. Cannot believe it. But most importantly, extremely excited for our very special guest, actually a returning guest today, Mr. Glenn Crabtree, President and CEO of Orca Life. You know, after our post-conference reflection, we really wanted to have Glenn on just to share the energy, the motivation, the vision of where Orca Life is going in the business. So, Glenn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Lindsay and David. I tell you, it's great to be here. And what a great time to take off on a new podcast, because we have new energy. We have new direction. We have so many wonderful ideas that were just taken away from our sales conference that you all did such a great job. And I tell you, all the speakers at our sales conference was just pouring into the whole team. It's got the executive leadership team fired up this week, doing things we've never done before. We've got teams out there fired up, doing things in production they've never done before, working together, talking about it. It's just a lot of great energy that's going on right now within our organization. I can't thank you all enough for having me on the podcast and actually pouring into the team last week. You did great.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely, man. We've said it is a good time to be an Orca lifer. And it does seem like a new energy and passion. Maybe it's just us, right? The old dogs that get reinvigorated with the new energy and the new blood of meeting these new people that are in the business and really our business partners. So it's been a great week. So I thought no better time than now to kind of have a little fireside chat with you about where our business is and kind of want to kick around I even reflect back into 2024, maybe some things we learned as a company and move into the start of this year and what we kind of themed our conference around, maybe some takeaways, and just kind of kick it back and forth. So I look forward to you being on here today and us having a little bit of fun. And there's nobody better than Glenn to bring the energy.
And the fun. Well, Glenn, we usually kick our episode off with a quote. And I felt this tied in perfectly because it was something that we spoke about at the conference, which our conference theme was Dreams to Destiny. And the quote is, your dreams don't have to be big. They just have to be bigger than you are. John Maxwell. And Glenn, I'd just like to get your perspective on that quote. What does that mean to you? You've been in this business. How long have you been in the final expense business now?
I've been in the in-home sales for probably 25 years, final expense for probably 20. Then we formed Orca in 2016. But what was your question again now?
So my question is, you know, reflecting on the conference in that energy, you know, I know Ashley, the young lady that was on our former podcast, she talked about bottling that up and really spreading that out throughout the year, because there were so many exceptional takeaways and so many young folks there. Did you ever dream that Orca was going to be on this path? I know you had big dreams for this business, but did you ever dream of what you felt this last Friday and Saturday over the weekend?
You know, you'd like to think that I did, but sometimes with the group that you surround yourself with, it happens in spite of yourself. And a little bit of that happened this weekend. You know, when what was really cool is that we were actually in a tent, and it was a beautiful tent. I mean, it was where they do weddings and, you know, crystal chandeliers.
But very expensive tent.
Very expensive tent. But I felt like I was at revival. Okay. You know, one of the things we know as entrepreneurs, every morning we're reborn. I mean, every morning we are looking at some way to move our spirits, our entrepreneurial spirit forward. Okay. Well, I can tell you in that tent, it felt like a daggone revival. There was so much motion, so much moving parts, and the weather threw in there some great excitement too. You know, the tent held together through this storm that was coming through. But the thing I really think it held together through best was a storm of energy that we were putting out on that stage into the minds of 170 to 250 people that were just, I never saw anyone stand up, look away, get on their phones. None of that. They were just on point with everyone that was up there speaking. Ah, so proud. I was so proud.
I was too. And honestly, Glenn, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about the folks that drove in. How about the Houston team that drove 16 hours in a minivan to get to this conference? Talk about commitment.
Yes. Yes. How was their energy? How was their energy? I mean, what a wonderful group of young men and women. I mean, what about that energy that they brought to the organization 16 hours away? It was great.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, they, like we said, we're the old dogs, and it's I'll be turning 40 here in a couple weeks. And, you know, as we kick around the thought of that, the group and the people in that building, that tent, you know, 20 to 30 something is hot and heavy in our business, you know, and it coming off the conference and some conversation we had there, you know, some other guys in the business, Cody Askins, we'll give Cody a big shout out. Thank him for coming in. We talked about that, and the industry is getting younger. You know, there's a lot of people that have been aging out of the insurance industry, and it's beautiful to see these young folks and us be able to equip them to be so good in our business. But just like you said, Glenn, I think a lot of that from kicking this conversation around all week long, Kevin Glasscock, who's been here with us before, made the comment that, you know, when we did this last year, it's not that the content wasn't, you know, like heads and shoulders better this year than it was last year. We put a good product out there, but what it really is that's different is we got the right people with us, and a lot of them, you know what I mean? We got a lot of the right people here, and that kind of speaks to your entrepreneurial spirit, right? Like you're saying, like just a passionate, it's up to me kind of person that wants to put their world on their shoulders and take an opportunity and make something out of it to get what they're worth income is what we like to say.
No doubt. No doubt. You can, the naysayers of the world act like, you know, the American dream doesn't exist. Oh, hecky no. The American dream exists better today than it ever has. It's all about perspective, David. You know, and that's what our conference does. It shifts perspective. It sets expectations. You know, when you look at the two of you all, you were 30-somethings when you got in the business, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right. You were 30-somethings. And then when you look at the 30-somethings that you all turned in today, because you're still 30-somethings, you all have set a stage, okay, or plateaus that the other 30-somethings can accomplish. You know, when you look at my age, you're going to think, well, he should have already done that by now, right? But for the two of you all to be able to do what you've done so early in your business career, entrepreneurial career, I should say, it's a great proof of concept and a great success story. And what's even more, even more awesome is that we've got other 30-somethings coming in right behind you all to do what it is that they've never really knew they had the ability to do, but now they're dreaming bigger than they ever thought they could dream because of what we do here at Orca. David, you said it in the past, you had an XYZ number that you thought you had to have to retire on. I remember that conversation. Glenn, all I got to have is this number. Can I tell people what that number is, or is that not cool?
Sure. Tell it. Like you Pat Holder does. We talk about money.
We're just throwing it out there. This is the cold, hard facts, man. This isn't ice cream. So the number David had out there for them to retire by was $5 million. All I got to do, Glenn, is get me $5 million. And, you know, now his whole dream and his perspective has changed because, you know what, he's already done that. And now he's growing and they're growing. Lindsay and David are growing to do something even bigger and better. So I think it's funny how time goes on. The more and more that you mature as an entrepreneur, your perspective changes, and it should. If it doesn't, then you know what? You're running in place. And we talked about that too. People that are running in place, really, they're running backwards, okay? Because the rest of the world is going by them while they're just running in place. So they're going backwards. So you know, we talked about that at the conference. It was just an unbelievable information shared to move people to make decisions to get to where the two of you all have gotten.
So, Glenn, let me ask you, if there's someone listening to this conference or listening to this podcast right now, and they're thinking about getting into sales, but they want to make sure that it's a good fit, can you give them, shed some light on some things they need to look at as far as maybe the system or, you know, how they're going to get paid? Can you shed some light on that? Because you've had a tremendous amount of experience in that. And coming from you, I know that they would be open to hear those things.
Well, you know, when you look at full commission sales, remember, we're a lead driven organization. We don't go knock on random doors, even though I used to just for fun. But when you look at a full commission sales organization, you definitely want to make sure you look at the retention within the organization. There are a lot of people in the industry say that 8% of people only make it the first year in the industry. Well, at Orca Life, we got Orca Lifers. I mean, I'm telling you, we got Orca Lifers, been around 10, 12, 15, 20 years. And when you look at our retention, it is about 60% of the folks that come into our organization, they make it that first year. The other 40 is just because they didn't go to work. And so if you're looking for someplace to, you know, hang your ladder on the roof of success, Orca's got a very strong roof, an extremely strong roof. And it's just a great place to be because we're system driven, lead driven, human being driven. And most important, we are leadership driven.
Mm. Great.
Yeah, I think it was themed at the conference, Orca for Life. You know, yeah. That was somebody that presented said, I'm dumping Orca Life and I'm taking on Orca for Life. I do. Oh, yeah, man. It's cool. There was a lot of those little nuggets like that that you were able to pick up on. Yeah.
Well, and I really, you know, thinking, reflecting on the conference, I really want to say thank you to our partnership with AmeriLife. Because that, I mean, think about Joe Barker that was there from your digital lab, Cody Askins, even though I know he's not a part of AmeriLife, but still just with us branding with them, you know, Corey Price, his affiliateship with AmeriLife, those things have really held us more accountable to what we need to do in this business. And so I think that's held ourselves to a higher standard, right? As far as our expectations and what we need to continue to pour in and provide for our agency and for our team.
No doubt. And I think it's funny you mentioned Cody and you mentioned Joe Barker with the social media group of AmeriLife. A lot of people this weekend became orcified. They became orcified. They know our energy level. They know our purpose today, and they're more excited to do more for us because of that. Cody and I, we talk almost every other day now. Okay. Cody asking with 8% Nation, little plug there. And you know, I see in the future, there's going to be some type of relationship that Orca and 8% will have together to bring this wonderful industry and the way that we do what we do to people that are looking to make a difference in their lives, not just for their clients they serve, but for their own life. Let's don't kid ourselves. You know, this is about how successful you can be in whatever industry, how you can, you know, maybe change the generations of the lives that come behind you. Okay, think about that for a second. You know, when you can change generations of the lives that come behind you because you ended up hooking your ladder to the right roof and then had the due diligence and the drive and the grit and the grind to make this business work, that is a life changer for so many people, Lindsay. And you know what? This isn't, you know, I'm pretty salesy. You can tell, you know, I can really throw a lot of smoke and mirrors behind what I'm talking about. But dadgummit, we've got proof of concept up and down the ladder. Just tell me what you want to earn. I can give you a roadmap to get to where you want to go, i.e. Lindsay and David.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, I think about, you know, just what you've been saying, and I've wanted to jump in and say it because, you know, you referenced a point of where we were, where I was specifically when we started the business. And it was like this big dream, like crazy dream. You know what I mean? Like, I had that dream as a $30,000 a year golf professional.
Right.
That was a dream. There was, and maybe after we've done some contexting of dreams this past weekend, maybe I could say that was a pipe dream. It was, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a good mathematician. I didn't go to college, but 5 million making 30K a year and still having to live, eat, keep your lights on. I don't know if you ever get there. But that was a dream, right? And I think what what I learned this weekend, and it was really, you know, talked about a lot, is that your dreams can be big like that. But I think, like Lindsay said, you know, your dreams don't have to be big. They just have to be a little bit bigger than you are, right? And embracing that, embracing the big picture, yes, but also knowing that it's the small daily steps combined continuously, consistently, that one day you turn around and, like you said, Glenn, I'd love to say that I had this dream. Of course, Orca Life was going to be this great and be this big and, you know, be surrounded by so many awesome, amazing people and leaders. But man, 25 years ago, that'd be a wild thought, right?
I was just trying to eat back then.
Exactly. So are we when we started this business. You know what I mean? So Pat Holder said it, hyper success, it's built. Right? It's built. And nothing ever happens without change. Right. So, you know, we made a change when we started this business, and you set some targets out there. Like you said, I want to, at the end of this year, be able to pay my bills and have maybe a couple bucks left in the bank. You know what I mean? That's where we started.
And the IRS, you always got to pay the IRS.
Yep. Oh yeah. Good God. Hopefully not any longer now that we're, what is it? 2025 past the, you know, the recent times here in America, but, pipe dreams, maybe one day those things will change too, but yes, dreams can be big. They will be big. They have to be bigger than you, but also don't get scared of them and simplify those targets.
Right.
Because I think, me personally, that's what's inhibited me in the past. You know, Glenn, you know me. You love getting at me a little bit with, look, dude, we got to do something, right? Like, nothing happens sitting here thinking about it. You know, the first step's always going to be better than sitting there thinking about which way you should take the first step.
David, you're right. Nothing happens in the dreams, even with a map behind you. David, I remember when we used to use that map to show where our market share is. All those different colors of that map, I'd like to make something up and say they mean something, but they don't. That's just the way the map was made. But we used to use the grease markers to figure out where our market share was. Now there's not enough of that map to go across in your screen because we're further west than what that map is showing me right now in the back of, in your camera there. So yeah, we've dreamed really big. Or should I say we succeeded big. We dreamed small in little segments. Before you know it, all those small dreams came out to be this big dream that we have today.
It is. Let me ask you a little bit, coming off of the conference, and I know the energy and the passion we have right now, momentum. As you reflect back into over the last year, just kind of talk to us about one thing that you've learned in the last year, whether it be business or whatever, but like, what are you using that you learned from last year that's going to help us propel at the speed I know we are going to this year?
Well, you know, I've made the statement that my business mentor says, whoever has the technology wins. Okay. And I learned that last year. And today we're applying technology that I never thought I would be able to even use or think about using. But because artificial intelligence is so easy for any common sense person to figure out, that technology is going to help us scale. And that's one of my jobs. When we look at our bottom line commitments to each other, moving our bottom line for each other, by the way, my job is to ensure that we can scale. And the technology, David, that we're using today is over the top. I asked a question to the data doctors, the data scientists with AmeriLife about a year ago, and I didn't think we'd ever see what they were able to do. But they've written an algorithm and programs used AI to help us now dispatch our leads in the same systematic way that you would dispatch a UPS driver, okay? But now we do it. It's all automated now. We don't have to have a human being to look across that map and say, okay, this tight area right here has 25 tight leads in a 5-mile radius. We know today the system can do that for us. And if someone's you know, really understands it. You know, when you have 25 leads in a 5-mile radius, your revenue, okay, your sit revenue is going to go up, or, you know, your opportunities are going to go up in much less time instead of driving all over the counties or whatever. So that technology, David, is what, you know, we talked about last year, but now we've got it in play.
Yeah, it's cool. And, you know, as you say that, I just want to point out something that you've always done. That's kind of been the opposite of me, right? We talked about how I'm slow to move and fast to think. And as we come off our kids' conferences yesterday, and we're kind of talking with the teacher about Locke, our oldest son, and she's saying to Locke, who does have A's and B's, right? Very proud. He actually is, for me, that's great. Like, that's perfect. You're well above the bar that
your dad set. Right. Your dad set.
Yeah, there you go. So, but she's like, man, I really think you would do better. And I think you would like be happier. I think you'd find all your answers if you just ask questions. Like, if you just ask me more questions, you know that I'm here. And I'm like hearing this, and I'm thinking of all the things like you just said, that how I never thought AI could be introduced to the systems that we've already had and help our business. But I asked these guys, you know, these weird looking data docs, these scientists that we met at a AmeriLife conference, and I just walked up to them and met them and asked them a question and asked them some more questions. The next thing you know, now in 2025, it's changed forever the way that we're going to be doing our business. And there was a resourcefulness trait that I was thinking about yesterday with Locke, and like, I've got to be able to teach that. I've got to be able to get him to dig, right? Because maybe he's a little more like me, and maybe he doesn't want to get outside of that comfort zone and do something because of maybe the way that somebody thinks or that they're looking at him or, you know, whatever. But there's so many answers, and there's only so far you're going to go if you never get that.
Right. You're right, Dave.
But you had.
You know,
you have, and I love that about you.
Well, we've got a couple old school agents that are afraid that AI is going to replace us. And do you remember what I told them, David? You remember what I told them? AI is not going to replace anyone except the people that don't buy into AI.
Yeah.
Those people are the ones that are going to be replaced, because that technology is going to be able to help us scale and meet more families. There's still going to be the face-to-face, belly-to-belly, as I say, in Tennessee, sale for our old clients for many, many, many years to come. But does that mean that we don't have telesales? No, we have telesales. Does that mean we're going to use AI to help us navigate through some of the peanut butter you have to swim through to get to the right client? You daggone right we are. And it's all going to make us better, and it's going to help us help more clients.
Well, you know, listening to each of you speak about technology, and I think about Orca Life, and, you know, one of our power principles is progressive business, right? And that was a big thing when we were forming Orca Life. And I think about the conference, Dreams to Destiny, and, you know, what has taken Glenn, you know, 20 to 25 years, and what has taken David and I 11 years, you know, they are going to be shortened, right? They're cutting it in half. So what has taken us 11 is going to take them 5. And so that is exciting, because we are allowing technology in our progressive business that's always been at the forefront of our minds to continue to allow us to get better and better and better, and not just rest on our laurels, right? To continuously ask the questions, hey, how can we make this better?
No, I mean, you're spot on. You know, Lindsay, when we first made partnership with AmeriLife, you know, I was uncertain. We all were uncertain. We didn't know how we were going to be able to blend our cultures, which turned out to be one of the easiest things to do, which is crazy. That's usually the toughest, but it's turned out to be one of the easiest. But the thing that I really found just so heartwarming and how do I say it? Just feel so freaking good. That's all I'll say. I feel so freaking good. Anybody today that wants to come into this organization, we have an avenue to the pros. In the same way that UK has an avenue to the pros, UNC has an avenue to the pros, Duke has an avenue to the pros, Kansas has an avenue to the pros, College students don't go to those schools just to win national championships. They go to those schools so they can get into the pros. People that are serious about business, they come to Orca so they can get into the pros. They can make a partnership. They can do something they never thought about doing. You know, that's what I really love about where we're at today. And our bandwidth is freaking so much bigger today than it ever was. You know, it's just a great feeling.
Making it to the pros. I love that analogy. That's so true. That's so true, especially for folks that are listening in and you don't know where to turn and you're looking to get into sales. That is a great analogy, looking to be able to take it to the next level. What do you want to do for your family? What do you want to do for your future family? Because we do have an avenue for revenue that allows you to do those things.
Yeah, hands down.
Yeah, and me personally, as I thought about my takeaway, my biggest takeaway from the conference, you know, because again, we've been around the block a lot, you know, the principles of personal growth and, you know, the fundamentals of the sale and a lot of these things we've heard before, right? We've heard it. Now, the secret is applying it. The secret is actually doing it. But one of the biggest takeaways for me was the level, and we've talked about it kind of as we got into this, the level of professional and people that we are surrounded with now. You know, I made a comment after the conference, you know, it's super fulfilling, but it's a little humbling, you know, sitting there and watching all these guys perform, gals perform and speak from stage and teach and just equip and build up all these new hungry folks that want to learn our business. And I think to myself, I'm like, man, that's a tall task. It's a tall task. We got to keep adding value around here, you know? So, but it was so cool because I've always said it forever, right? You said it too, Glenn, passing on culture. And you know, this weekend I said, our hardest task, we always knew it was going to be, was when we were 25 people deep and it was truly like a large family, right? It's easy. It's easy to create that culture. But when you're 10 times that size now and you want other people to operate with the same values, you want other people to speak the same language, to treat others the same way, to understand the importance of the personal growth and the philosophies of the sales and all, and when we bring somebody in the business, it's their success that's more important than ours. Man, it was shining bright this weekend, and from so many different people and the leaders of our business. I've said we're entering a next phase, and what allows us to do is to truly multiply at in rates that we've never have before. And
I mean, spot on.
Prepared, right? To equip. Be prepared to teach, equip. And Lindsay, I broke that down with some folks this weekend. Like, let's just say the road to the pro, right? The road to the pro. Glenn started in 2000, right? That literally took 25 years. It took us 10. It took Corey like 7. And the pathway is just getting shorter and shorter. So it's cool to see the progress. It's cool to see the progress.
And, you know, David, one of the points I'm going to make is, you know, not everybody's as motivated as us on this call. Okay. They don't have to be. You know, Orca's system is, it can be a one man or two or one girl, one man show. It can be just you going out there serving families and making a really nice living. Okay. When you talk about the Orca lifestyle and the work life balance, which is part of our roadmap as well, you know, it's for real. Okay. But if you want to be crazy, okay, if you want to get right down and dirty and be crazy and just go all up in it, we've got a system that will allow you to get all up in it, to build something bigger than you ever thought. I mean, that's what we're doing today. I mean, when I looked down that stage and I saw your all's presentation about the little steps that you all took from, you know, having a new car that you ended up getting rid of because you wanted to get rid of your debt. Then you bought a couple junkers that you were able to pay cash for. You didn't own your babies at that time. You still owed your medical bills. You know, you had your tax bill that came in. You had all those things and you went through that up on the stage and to see where you're at today. You know, I was watching you all and think, okay, well, when did I get that done? Okay, I got that done too. Ooh, you know what? I did that too. Ooh, I've been to those hotels. Ooh, I've had this great lavish lifestyle. And I've done the things that I've wanted to do all the way to owning investments in Nashville, Tennessee, right there on Broadway. And I'm thinking, okay, what more are my dreams? And I turned around and looked at the crowd. I said, this today is my dream. The 170 agents out there listening to the team that has been developed by all of us. This is developed by Glenn Crabtree. This has been a joint effort. That was my dream. Didn't even know it was my dream, but it became my dream really quickly.
Yeah, and you say that, and the reason why that we've been able to do what we've done and the passion you have towards that is what still rings loud when we make any decisions, and that's agent profitability.
Yeah.
And like you said, man, whether you want to be here and you want to build, you know, the 100,000 person agency and blah, 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 do everything under the sun and take over the insurance world and whatever, sell your business for $10 million or $100 million. Our decisions have been made and our business model has been focused on creating more profitability for one person alone. And that's at our core, the individual producer. And that's what's really driven a lot of our decisions. And that's, I think, what's driving our 25 focus, you know, is continuing to pave the path and align with these other avenues that can allow for our people, our agent, the individual agent, to become more profitable, which then allows them to become more sustainable and the longevity and maintain that orca for life, right? So it's really good. Like we said, great time to be an orca lifer. So I just want to thank you.
Yes.
You know, while we have the stage and opportunity today to do that, man, because that's what it's all about, right? Like you said it earlier, hooking your ladder to the right roof. You know, you're really hurting yourself if you're thinking about doing something different and you're wanting to do that by yourself. You got to link up with somebody that's been there, done that, and got the t-shirt. And you definitely did that for us in particular. And we've continued to do that for others. So nothing comes easy.
Right.
That's the, you know, everybody loves talking about all the good things. But there have been a lot of hard work, and we know there were a lot of hard work put in before we ever got the opportunity to do anything that we've ever done. So,
but we all know the greater the obstacle, the greater the reward.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you. Seriously, thank you for your crazy dreams and for telling a few people about your crazy dream. And we just were crazy enough to follow along for a while, right?
It's a good point. I got to thank you all for trusting whatever I said and whatever I did, you know, because you did. And because of that, we're much, much more effective as an organization.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for pouring into to our listeners today. And so happy to have you back on and just share the excitement of the conference. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
David and Lindsay Curry are focused on high-performance coaching and sales and service. Reach out today at 502-314-2789 or visit hype.financial. That's hype.financial to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Hype Leadership Podcast.